Right, I'm in Faisley Studios with a group of people from Common Purpose who have recently started tweeting. Why did you start and why do you do it?
Well, the most valuable thing I've found is that when I saw Chelsea beat Aston Villa 7-1, I was able to get in touch with Brian Homer, who is at Homer Creative on Twitter, and make the point quite forcefully how unsuccessful his troops had been.
Okay, so you do it purely for leisure, don't you? You've got nothing to do with Centro. You don't get bombarded with...
That's right. I have nothing to do with Centro, especially not green issues or bus rapid transit, thank you, Friends of the Earth, or High Speed 2, for that matter, or the Midland Metro extension to the city centre. Nothing to do with that. But if you get me at Alex C. Burrows, I'm more than happy to discuss anything outside of Centro that might not be transport-related, as the case may be.
OK. Has your experience with Twitter been that dramatic?
No, we're near as dramatic. My experience has been just dabbling, just seeing what's out there. Hope to get more involved soon.
And what's your username?
SimonJB1.
Okay.
Hi. My use of Twitter is both using it for learnings and recently just got in touch with an author in America, and I think that makes Twitter makes the world, or social media makes the world, very small. So I chatted to him over Twitter.
Brilliant slip there.
And makes the world smaller, and it's good to keep in touch with my Common Purpose friends.
And what got you started?
Being a voyeur, I suppose.
Awareness of it.
Yes, absolutely. Awareness is a better word.
Are you using Twitter?
You know what, I joined Twitter, but I haven't used it yet.
You haven't yet seen the sense of it?
No, I see the sense of it now from a business perspective. However, I'm a very private person. Yeah. It took me a long time to get used to Facebook and the whole idea of Facebook. So, I'm still suspicious, but I think as long as I can use it for commercial purposes.
Do you know what? I'm not actually recording. No, I think I am, actually. I think I am. I'm sorry. And you've started... When did you start using it?
I started using Twitter about a year ago.
Yeah.
And primarily because I'm self-employed, and it's a great way. Twitterverse is my colleagues. It is
like having an office, isn't it? When you're at home,
it's like the gossip and find out what's going on in the city. And
there's not ideas. When somebody says I'm going to make myself a cup of tea, you sort of go and do the same thing.
It's all thought suggestion. You know, we can control minds through Twitter by just being power suggestion. It's the way forward.
And you're in communications.
Yeah, I just run a small company. And I started about 9 months ago, I guess. And it's starting... I mean, it's an interesting journey because I think a lot of people still use it as a broadcast medium. And actually, it becomes interesting when it's a conversation and you pick up on a conversation. And there have been a couple of things where it's actually been useful. So I heard about the retail development program from Dave Hart. I was then able to recommend it to a couple of retail people in Bourneville, and one of them has got 6,000 quid and as part of their refurb, and that wouldn't have happened without Twitter. Even though I knew Dave outside of Twitter, I probably wouldn't have found out about it. Yeah. So.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thank you. Really, all I'm doing is showing you audio boo.